Stack, this is dictating on Robert Martin. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, M as in Mary, Martin. Date of birth, 12-19-1937, date of visit, 2-19-26. Please make copy for David Heise, M.D. Heise is H-E-I-S-E. David Heise, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is recurrent pleural effusions. Next paragraph, hypsipyle illness. This is a... this is an 88-year-old male who has had a history of shortness of breath with exertion, has been noted to have CHF as well as pleural effusion on the right. The patient has been on diuretic therapy including aldactone, and he had a chest x-ray recently, but the reports are unavailable. The patient is unable to give any significant details as to the presence of his pleural effusion. He has some chest tightness, wheezing, apnea, and shortness of breath, and denies any cough. And he does have mild leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of CHF and cardiomyopathy. He has had a right hip fracture requiring ORIF, and also has a history of hypertension and type 2 diabetes mellitus. Has chronic anemia and has a permanent pacemaker in place. There's a history of cataracts. Next paragraph. Med list included aspirin 81 milligrams a day, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily, Lysix 40 milligrams daily, glyburide 2.5 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily, and Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for about 20 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies: no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Family history: both parents died at an old age. I'm sorry, at an elderly age. There is a history of diabetes. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has had weight gain. He has leg swelling, no calf muscle pains. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. And he has abdominal discomfort and heartburn. Nice jaw pain, arm pain, or calf muscle pains. No palpitations. He has no depression. No easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. He has no urinary... he does have urinary frequency. And no flank pains. And denies any blackout spells. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, obese male who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/80. Pulse is 88. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 196. Saturation 96. HENT is non-sphenic. Pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, supplement, bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and fine crackles at lung bases. And diminished breath sounds right low chest. Heart, the anthems are irregular, S1 and S2. With a systolic murmur 2/6 of the apex. The abdomen is soft. Tuberant without masses, no again, omega, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal edema and mild varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor depth, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is CHF with bilateral pool effusions. Number 2, ASHD, cardiomyopathy. Number 3, anemia of chronic disease. Number 4, degenerative arthritis. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, plan. The patient... has been advised to go for a CT chest and complete pulmonary function study. CBC complete metabolic profile. And if there is significant effusion present on the CAT scan, a thoracentesis will be planned and fluid will be sent for culture and cytology. The patient will continue diuretic therapy and we will also get a 2D echocardiogram to evaluate his cardiac status. We'll follow and make an addendum report in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. David Heise. H-E-I-S-E, David, D-A-V-I-D. And here's the start, this is it.